Love is gentle, faithful, swift, passionate, blind, and wondrous. All these are faces of love. In a moment, young Kate Wakefield, venturing into today's world of confusing freedoms, brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant.
How late is the train from Belhaven?
23 minutes, sir. It's just arrived.
Oh, Lord, I've missed her.
Why, hello, Tony.
Kate, where on earth did you come from?
I came up from the platform and saw you standing here.
Well, I've been waiting by the gate.
For me?
Who else?
How did you know I was on that train?
My secretary called Belhaven and Mrs. Jessup told her.
Tony, I've got to go straight to the office.
Oh, no, you don't.
Oh, yes, I do. I was supposed to be in at 9 this morning and I'm roughly 6 hours late. But I had a few problems.
Must have been serious.
No, they just took time. Well, Tony, it was great of you to come meet me, but I really have to...
I haven't waited here a half hour to put you in a cab, lady.
Tony, I must go to my job.
Okay, in an hour.
That'll be too late. Mr. Ross has been very kind about my taking days off.
He hasn't got enough business there these days to keep the pencils sharpened.
And he may not need an agent who arrives at the office in mid-afternoon. When do you go back to Paris?
Well, that's a great question.
I was supposed
to go yesterday. I stayed over to see you. I'm booked on the 9 o'clock plane tonight, but I'll stay another day if...
Tony, you mustn't.
Well, it's up to you. Do I see you today or don't I?
I thought we were going to cool this a little bit, Tony.
That was your idea, darling.
It still is. You have a divorce to get, and I have some personal business to attend to.
Well, are we going to stand here and debate it? Come on, I'll take you over to Lafitte's and buy you a double chocolate mousse.
Tony, I'm sorry.
Okay. What do you want to do?
I don't want to, but I have to. I'm going to the office. And you have to get on that plane tonight.
Okay, I'll make a deal. Will you drive out to the airport with me and have dinner? I'll send you back by limousine.
All right. But I want to be home by 9:30.
Mm-hmm. Got a date?
No. Just an awful lot to do.
You know, I'd love to take you to Paris with me tonight.
Wouldn't I like to go?
Oh, darling. Okay. Pick you up at 5 at the office.
Oh, Tony, make it 6. I've got a lot to do. Hi, June.
Kate! Well, the prodigal daughter returns to the office.
Oh, I had to get a late train, and it was nearly half an hour late.
I heard on the radio that snow is blowing in from the north.
We got it in Belhaven. Is Mr. Ross in?
No, he's left for the day.
Oh, will he be in tomorrow?
Oh, I guess so. It depresses him to sit in that office when business isn't good, so he's in and out.
Can I reach him at home?
He doesn't stay home. He goes around, looks at buildings, talks to landlords to keep busy.
Oh, well, I'll make an appointment with him.
You won't have any trouble.
June, do you remember showing me that book on the big estates in different parts of the world that the Ross Agency is trying to sell? With all the pictures and everything?
Have you got a customer?
No, but I'd like to see that book again.
It's right there on the shelf. No, it isn't.
That's why I asked you. I didn't see it there.
I wonder who's been looking at it. As if I didn't know. Just a minute, Kate. Hello, Margie? Have you got our book of A listings? You know, the big estates out of the country? Mr. Ross has it? Did he take it with him? Oh, thanks.
Mr. Ross has it with him?
No, Mr. Ross had it and put it back, and when he puts anything back in this office, it's never where anybody else can find it. What did you want to see in it, Kate?
Oh, a place I looked at before. The name struck me. The location did. Glory Point in Jamaica.
Oh, that place. That'll never be sold any.
Why not?
It belongs to an old lady, a Miss Ellen Pomeroy, and her nephew, Louis Pomeroy. She wants to sell it, and he doesn't. I don't know why Mr. Ross keeps it listed.
Is it worth a lot?
If you think $500,000 is a lot.
For one house?
Oh, it's more than one house. It's a very old plantation. Been in the same family for nearly 3 centuries.
Pomeroy. You know, I met a man named Pomeroy last fall at a party. Eric Pomeroy.
Not a very common name.
Wonder if it could be the same family.
I don't know about that, but I do know there's something a little odd about the family at Glory Point. Here's that book on Nora's desk. I tell you, Mr. Ross drops things anywhere. His wife must have a terrible time. There you are, Kate.
Oh, thanks, June.
It's getting late. You want to take it home with you?
Nope. I just want to look at it right here now. Let's see. J, Jamaica. Here we are. It's the only place listed in Jamaica. Glory Point, page 83. Ah, there it is. Glory Hall. Look at it.
I think that picture's prettied up.
What do you mean?
I understand they don't keep it up like they used to. Keeps it from being sold.
But what a house. Looks like one of those stately homes of England. Solid stone construction, outbuildings, stables, cattle barn, greenhouse, potting shed, short walk to Glory Point. Oh, then it isn't on the water.
I guess not.
Well, no wonder I never saw it.
Have you been down there, Kate?
Oh, you remember I told you, June, that my husband and I did a lot of sailing down in the Caribbean. We used to go past Glory Point.
And you didn't know the big house was there?
No, I didn't know it. Excuse me, June, I want to make a telephone call. Re-establish my acquaintance with a certain Mr. Pomeroy.
Got a message you wanted to see me, Hugh.
Come in, Tony. Close the door.
I haven't got much time.
Neither have I. I tried to reach you after lunch.
I was out.
Until 3:30.
I was meeting a train. It was late. What's on your mind?
A lot of things, but I can boil them down to one. You leaving for Paris tonight?
Yes, sir.
And it's set. No backing or changing.
I'm going. Just don't tell me I'm to stay 2 weeks this time.
You're staying as long as the job
takes. It's wrapped up, Hugh. Anything else I could do by telephone, and you damn well know it.
I've built this business on personal contact, and you know that.
Ah.
If you don't want to go over and talk to our Greek associates, I'll do it myself. But then, that doesn't leave you with much to do around here, does it?
I get it. But I think you're wrong, Hugh. You need me.
Tony, what's happened?
We're showing a 22% profit this year. What do you mean, what's happened?
We're not working together the way we used to. I don't like giving tough orders, and I don't like the way you react to them.
How is that, you?
You know what I mean. We were a good team. We saw things alike. Business came first, and it worked.
Sure it worked, until you began interfering in my personal life.
If you mean Claire.
Oh, come on. Claire hasn't been a part of my personal life for 4 years. You enjoy her company? That's fine. I wish to God you'd marry her.
Oh, you've got to be crazy.
Have it your way. But leave my personal life alone.
Meaning Mrs. Wakefield.
Meaning Mrs. Wakefield, whom you don't know.
But I do know her past. You get to Paris, Tony, and stay until I tell you to come home. Where cutting down expense accounts and commuting to Paris is out.
See you, you.
Bon voyage.
Mr. Cushing, your secretary's left. I took a telephone message for you.
Oh, thanks.
Mrs. Wakefield left word that she can't go to the airport with you this evening.
Hello, Kate Wakefield.
Eric Pomeroy, aren't you nice to meet me? I only wanted a short appointment with you at your office.
Well, I'm leaving town for a week tomorrow, so this seemed like a good solution. Thank you, Lady Luck.
I didn't think you'd even remember me.
Remember you? At the Benson party? You glowed like a candle.
Oh, I'd like to forget that party. Eric, I need some information.
If I have it.
Well, it's about a family in Jamaica named Pomeroy. They live on Glory Point. I just wondered if you were any relation.
Where did you get hold of that?
I saw the name. I'm going down there.
Why?
I have to.
I have no information, only some advice.
What?
Leave the Pomeroys alone, Kate.
How do you get the most out of an antiperspirant? The answer may be using Ban Roll-On. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On helps stop wetness better than most leading sprays, and Ban Roll-On costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6 ounce sprays, averaging 2 seconds of spray per application, each side, each day. The longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays gives you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. Ban Roll-On, why settle for less?
If I had a nickel for every minute I've spent in a dirty oven, scraping and scrubbing, oh, I'd be living in Fort Knox.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Oh, come on.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night. And while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
Really?
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
Well, Mr. Muscle really sounds like a good man to wake up to.
Faces of Love features Morgan Fairchild as Kate Wakefield and Allison Argo as Nancy Reed. Also appearing were Mason Adams, Guy Repp, Hal Studer, Nat Polan, Vicki Thomas, and Jack Naughton. Produced by Ernie Ricca, directed by Dick Cox, written by Margaret LaWorth, and brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way. This is Mel Brandt. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse. The Author's Studio presents the radio dramatization of William Makepeace Thackeray's classic novel, Vanity Fair, the story of the clever and charming adventuress, Becky Sharp. In a moment, our author, Mr. Thackeray. The Author's Studio is brought to you by Natural Wear Miss Clairol. To know you're the best you can be.